It's Friday and the gauze is dripping all over
Honey,
the floor.
Honey, don't get it in my hair. It's fully sprung and little Nas X is riding on down it on a pole into the land of the devil. And honey, she devil.
That's right. And we'll get political, updating you on the trash-ass conservative politicians trying to ruin it for the rest of us.
And also some moral questions about sex and hookups inspired by a spelunking trip into the Dreams.
And plus an amazing appearance from the amazing Daniela Santiago from HBO's Veneno.
Ooh, these tip spots are getting legendary.
Forever Dog.
You just said that three like the Tootsie Pop owl.
A three,
yeah.
a two, a three.
I can't hear my background singers.
Bring next card, baby, next card.
Bring them up.
Wait, have you seen? Okay, have you seen? We all know that I. Where are my background singers? But there's another performance where her background singers are on stage with her, but she's asking the sound guy to turn them up in her ear.
Bring them up, I need them in my ear.
She's everything.
She's the best.
I love her. Welcome back.
Welcome.
For another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the Dreams. Let's get into some
hot
goss.
Make a bubble. Oh my god, I just dropped the Gucci.
You dropped the Gucci?
Yeah, we have a special guest on this podcast today, so I'm gonna wear some Gucci, and so I got my frames out.
All right, good.
Fully dragoonzled. You are like Joanne era, like Gaga with the like just a heavy lidded line, a white cowgirl hat with a little like flower. I see the details. I see the feathering in the cap. Honey, is those feathers or flowers?
They're flowers.
She's floored. She's floored.
Gender floral.
Beautiful, beautiful. The choker, the crossbody chain. Oh, wait, that's an earphone.
Body jewelry provided by Apple. Happy April.
April showers.
For some of us. Some of us need an April shower.
Some of us had a wet winter also.
From the smell of it, I'd say some of y'all need an April shower. And I ain't fooling April Fool.
It's not a maybe.
We're recording this the day before April Fool's Day. And it's coming out the day after April Fool's Day. So I'm very glad because I fucking hate April Fool's Day. I hate practical jokes. I don't like them. Don't do it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I think they're fun, as long as nobody gets hurt.
Yeah,
I tried to scare Sharon once and I couldn't. Like, she's got the devil on her side. She doesn't scare easy.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. But as of today, the day we're recording, it is Trans Visibility Day. We support all of our trans siblings all around the world.
As always, we are going to get into a little bit of this during our Let's Get Political segment.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Are you a TikToker?
No.
Do you have the talk of the tick?
No.
Do you have an account there?
No, I don't. I have ticks because I don't wash my drag, but I go walking in the woods and then don't wash my drag, so I have ticks. no, I don't have it. I don't know how to do it. I social media, brings me dread and anxiety. But wait, you did something, a Tiger King musical experience live on TikTok?
It wasn't, we pre-taped it, but there were live elements, I guess. Okay. But it was Kim Chi as Carol Baskin, Heidi in Closet as the cat, and I was Joe Exotic.
And wow.
Do you want to see my baby?
I do.
So that was my mustache.
Oh, wow. Very cute.
Yeah. And then I hadn't shaved for like 2 weeks. So I like was scruffy into it. And like I put spirit gum all over the lace of the mustache and then spirit gum all over my like beard. And then I push it up like my beard hairs through the little hexagons like in the thing. So she was glued on. I had to cut her off even after soaking her in that isopropyl maristate stuff.
I bet that got you high right under your nostrils. Ooh.
Honey, I said it burned. So I put it on the baby.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
I love that. And I love tiger print.
Tiger print, anything. Who doesn't look good in tiger print? It's like the best neutral, black and khaki. With a little bit of orange.
Tiger print is an essential. Tonight is the 1 year anniversary of Bitch Puddin's digital drag show. And I'll be making a little bit of an appearance along with Drag Queen of the Year winner Tenderoni, Jiggly Caliente, and many, many, many more names.
Wow, trotting out the crown girls.
Truly, Diamond Crown Queen. Yeah. Follow me to my pretty, pretty palace.
Are you doing a pop-up? Did you send in your track?
No, I haven't sent it in yet. But I am going to,
these Rue Girls. Okay.
These Rue Girls, I swear to God,
they show up late. You're gonna ask them to play off your iPod.
They show up late. They're not ready. Oh my God. They don't read the prompt.
Did anyone have an iPod mini cord?
They're always taping in horizontal. They're always taping in a portrait. Oh my God. I swear to God. The girls, they're not using headphones. They're taping a portrait. Oh my God.
Landscapes are lovely.
30 DPI, or what is the BPM? I don't know.
No 30 BPMs, no ballads, girls, no 30 BPMs. 30. We need to keep it up, keep it pumping, queen. Spring is like sprung.
Honey, I'm spring actually is singing a ballad in mine. But
well, I'm sure it's very Alaska and fun and entertaining. Like,
well, that's the hope. is it spring now?
Yeah, definitely spring is sprung, I'm sure.
Maybe that explains why I feel this way.
You're in bloom. You're in bloom, darling.
No, I just want to run and go on airplanes and I am so close to my second vaccine day and I feel, you know what I feel like? I feel like it's towards the end of the school year and you just think it's never fucking gonna get there, that last day of school.
Uh-huh. I totally 100% understand that.
I feel like some kind of caged animal. Like something burning, yearning, and lusting from within me. Like a Vesuvius of passion is about to erupt.
Is that Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or Golden Girls?
I think it's Blanche Devereaux, definitely. And then Sophia says, stand back, we're gonna get something on us.
What are you having a hot girl summer or is it still like spring for you? I see you're in a bikini. Is this a bikini or a gown?
It's a tankini. No,
a tankini? Is it made out of umbrella?
This is a little top with the little long strap so you can wear it 100 different ways.
Nice. Oh, she's a convertible. Jessica convertible.
Jennifer convertible.
Jessica's sister.
Definitely. Why did you, Dipper, why did you write White Boy Summer on here? What is that? Is that
like
a thing?
Chet, Tom Hanks' son is a kind of cringy white rapper. I feel like that is best.
I bet Tom Hanks loves that.
Girl, God loves all his children. But he
God
did
don't make no junk.
He did something where saying like he's gonna have a white boy summer with these two other rappers, Jack Harlow and somebody else. And then I guess it just came out that like there was like domestic abuse allegations against his African-American girlfriend in January in like Texas. There was an arrest for something like domestical, it seemed. So like there's a lot of things that I don't know what he's thinking. Like, just log off for a second, you know?
Yeah, babes.
Chet's a topic on Twitter these days for his white boy summer. He was like, it's not what you think. It's not that.
And now he's
shit.
Like, and now he says it's like Black Queen summer. It's like he
well,
was
that's better.
That better. Yeah. But like, why the is everybody's summer? Leave it alone. Go away, Chet.
Yeah.
Did you watch
for the summer?
The song of the summer is going to be Montero, honey.
Yes, Lil Nas X, turning it.
That pole.
So fierce, so cool.
He must have hit the poppers so hard. Right on Satan's lap.
So sickening.
Yeah, and flexible. Who knew?
Very flexible. A beautifully done music video.
Oh, the wigotry?
Iconique.
And the styling?
Stanoche.
The rhinestone bodysuit?
Hand-placed
stones?
No, it's all.
Like, the looks were right.
It's the Lil Nas X experience. He just
got hit with a lawsuit from Nike for these satanic shoes. That have like a drop of blood in them, he said.
Whose blood?
Whose blood?
They didn't reveal whose blood.
And why is Nike mad?
Because they're like their shoes and they customized them, I guess, and then resold them as theirs, basically. I think maybe.
Good.
Okay. But they're cute.
Well, now I want a pair.
I tried to get a pair. I mean,
lawsuits make me want to buy things.
Me and my Tamisha Imans ran right to the computer.
Tamisha Iman is coming for you to get some Nike with blood drop shoes.
Work. Well, that's our rainbow spotlight of the week too. The video is sickening. Props
check it out.
All the people that worked on it and Lil Nas.
Yeah. And if you're a diehard Christian, definitely check it out. I mean, you'll love it. It's full of biblical themes. You'll love it.
Something to pray about.
Let's give them something to pray about.
Genuflecting, praying, and figuring out.
What? Why don't we?
We're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break on that one. We'll be right.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
Okay.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to fuck with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you living the life, but nigga, you ain't living right. Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, don't make you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like,
the new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Ooh, get your buzzers ready. You ready for this live stream, girl?
Beep, beep, beep. Yes. Are you ready for the live stream? As you know, we did a whole bunch of live streams in 2020, and we raised over $100,000 for various good causes. So we want to keep it coming and keep it rolling and keep it pumping, queen.
Let's do this, truly. Like, we're dipping into petty cash a little bit, so we got to replenish the pot.
Yeah.
We need receipts for bodacious ice sculptures in the format of all of our sisters who are playing and modeling.
We'll just do it at my house. My house is fabulous.
Yeah.
The pool is green and full of moss, but with a quick montage, it'll be fine. And we can invite over Nicole, Christine Applegate's best friend, who the brother has a crush on, and then he cuts his hair for the event to show that he progressed. Okay, this is a live stream event, and it's called Are You Smarter Than a Roo Girl?
And the meatball.
Yeah. This is happening Monday, April 19th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So exciting.
Yeah, mark your calendars. April 19th. No meatballs will be harmed in the making of this program.
I can't guarantee that.
She got a thick skin.
We'll try.
She'll be fine.
We'll try.
It's just a good time with our sisters, and we're raising money to help our favorite bar in Los Angeles, Precinct.
Precinct!
So it's going to be a game show format. Sign in. It will be featuring the talents of Mayhem Miller. It's Miller time.
Ooh, yes. Queen of the party. I'm the queen.
Queen of the party. We also have the aforementioned meatball.
Yes.
Yes. We have a meatball substitute who has yet to be named.
So meaty. I'm wearing Meatball's makeup palette, the Get It Together Diva makeup palette today.
I love that little palette. It has five little glitters in it that are great, too.
Maybe it has it all. And who else? Oh, Katya Zamalachikova will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
There will be stunts,
tricks, questions, drag queens will possibly know the answers to. That's the hope. That's the vibe.
Yeah, I think there may also be some cheating, bribery. But if you want to get some tickets, please go to racechasertickets.com to get those tickets and watch us do the battles.
And every dollar is going to Save Precinct. This is a place that's really important to us that we love so much. And so we're coming together to raise some money for a very, very lovely and good cause. Racechasertickets.com. Should we talk about
the politics?
Politics?
I think we could talk about it. Would you like to hum a little song with me?
Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let me see your poli sign.
There are some things on that should be on your radar, because this past week has been a doozy.
Yes.
There has been the horrific attacks against Asian elders in the U.S. There was a footage and video in Midtown where a man was kicking a 65-year-old Asian American woman in the ground and saying hateful mm-hmm. shit at her. He was arrested. His name was Brandon Elliott. But the rise of these acts is really frightening, and it's even more disturbing that the hate yeah. is focused on a community of elders who are like vulnerable to these physical attacks.
Yeah, it's really, really horrible. Bless you. It's really, really horrible and really, really like mortifying to see the video clips of these things. So as always, stop fucking Asian hate. There's a voting rights bill in Georgia and a continued trend in conservative politics to try and block people from voting, specifically people of color and progressive voters. So keep an eye on this one. Though the ACLU has already filed suit against the law in Georgia.
That's crazy.
Some shady shit trying. I mean, it's voter suppression. It's
people
blatant.
Can't have water in line.
Yeah, that's foolish.
The fuck?
Yeah.
There's in other foolishness. Murderer Derek Chauvin, his trial is beginning in Minnesota. And the biggest takeaway from the first 2 days of that is his defense team is working hard to try and put George Floyd's character, past actions, and his medical history on trial, which it's like he's the victim here. But they're watching the lawyer do it, too. He doesn't even feel like I don't even feel like he believes his own words. And he's like doing it because how could anybody like justify that?
Yeah, that's really sick and horrible. I don't fucking like that. So we'll be keeping an eye on that story as it continues to unfold.
Welcome to Lowlights of the Week with Baby. Let's Get Political. Honey, the world.
I do like lowlights in my hair. I have been known to do some brown layers around the bottom back of the blonde. I have been known to do it.
You hear that, bottoms? Get back.
Better get back. If you see me coming, better get back. Get back. Okay. Anti-trans legislation going on. This week, the Arkansas Senate has passed a bill that would ban gender-affirming care to transgender people who are under 18 years old, including access to hormones. If Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson signs the bill, Arkansas would become the first U.S. state to ban gender-affirming care to trans youth. Chase Strangio, Deputy Director for Transgender Justice at the ACLU's LGBT and HIV Project, denounced the bill as the single most extreme anti-trans law to ever pass through the state legislature. The Arkansas legislation also threatens any healthcare professional who provides gender-affirming healthcare to trans youth with losing their medical license. Fuck.
Wow. The American Psychiatric Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics have come out against these healthcare bans, and then trans advocates and experts argue that these proposed bills contradict medical guidelines and do anything but protect young trans people. And currently right. there's 28 states considering other stuff like this, Republican-led anti-trans bills. And if you look at the picture of the people that passed this and like while they were signing it, there's this one lady that's kind of like smiling over the guy's shoulder. You look at all the women, I would never even walk out of the house looking like half of one of them. They're all horrible people. I'm coming for them. I'm coming for all the bad white men's haircuts. It's all white people for yeah. sure. The picture is like Orville Redenbacher's and his friends.
Yeah. And it's pretty blatantly, you know, using anti-trans sort of anti-trans rhetoric to sort of like be the rallying cry for their party. And it's really discouraging and really ugly. But there is something that we can do. Peppermint shared a petition that you can add your name to in order to demand the rejection of these bills. So we're going to be posting that link, atadvocacy.com/Alabama-trans-bill. So
go to our Instagram, let's all sign that. Sir Pod.
to
hit the link in the bio. We do have some better news about Rachel Levine. Doctor, I'm sorry. Dr. Rachel Levine.
Doctor.
Honey, give her her roses. Yeah. The Senate confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Health Secretary of Health at the Department of Health and Human Sciences, the first out transgender federal official to be confirmed by the chamber.
Yeah.
Word. And honey, you know where all the good girls come from, Pennsylvania. She's a Pennsylvania girl.
Okay. Pennsylvania girls, we're so outrageous. Levine previously served as Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, as you mentioned. She was the state's top health official, and now she's moved on to the national level. That's fierce. We talked about the nomination happening, but now Dr. Levine has been confirmed. Mon congrats, Dr.
Honey,
Levine.
This is like when a girl does well regionally and then she goes to nationals and she places first time out. Honey, she's first time out. She's that girl. She made history. We salute you, Dr. Levine.
We do.
You're our top salute of the week, gal. Salute,
salute. Deep salute. Why don't we take a break? Speaking of salutes, why don't we take a break? Because I want to talk to our upcoming guest in the next segment.
And we're gonna go meet her in the green room. Do you want to say hello before we get on?
I'm too scared, but yes, I will. I will. Goodness. So, you know what?
That time in the show.
You know what? Usually we do a tip spot at this time on the show, but today the tip spot is canceled. We have a headliner.
We got a headline, honey, in the house. This one is a continental delight from she's from a different continent, you know, gorgeous. She is from HBO's Veneno series, Miss Daniela Santiago. Hola.
Hi, hi. Hola, mi amor. Hi.
Hi. We're so glad that you're here. We thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We adore you.
Soy tu fan.
Sí.
Gracias, mi amor. Yo también soy tu fan.
Oh, I die. We're obsessed. We're obsessed. When are you coming to America?
I don't know when I go to America. I won't go, but I think for the moment it's not possible because the COVID is a big problem in the world in this moment. I think I won't go, but I don't know when.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're so glad to have you here. And we have a few questions, of course, about Veneno, which we love the show so much. And thank you for being a part of something that is so nuanced and so beautifully done. And your portrayal of this really complex character was just... I mean, it touched our hearts, really. Like, you're outstanding. You're just outstanding. How did you get involved in Veneno?
I believe when I got to this project, like, it got to my hands. I thought this was, like, really going to be a master piece because it spoke about the collective of the 90s in Spain. So this, I lived through this in the 90s, so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get involved. Not only, I wanted to give my soul and my body to it, not only for Cristina, but also for the entire collective.
Yeah.
And so that made me to do it from my heart and also from the truth that I believe it deserved.
Yes, darling.
Your first role too, right?
Yes. Es la primera vez. Es la primera vez. Sí.
Word.
Because I was wondering, like, how did they find you? Especially since it was your first, like, major role in something.
J-Lo, she used to be a dancer. And then, you know, she danced in the clubs, Ibiza, they spotted her. J-Lo was a fly girl. Daniela was also fly, I'm sure. You used to dance in Ibiza Ibiza or Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Okay.
Ibiza. Yes.
We're
Ibiza
doing a party there. Nice. We're going there in September.
I wore an outlet in Ibiza, in all, in Pacha, in Spain, in Ushuaia, in Amnesia. I wore also for the Port Olympic in the all small dream bar for give the promotion for after go to the party. I work a lot in Ibiza.
Work. I
also
can't wait.
Also in restaurant, only for hostel. I work a lot. Yes, I like the night, but I think the night is only for a little time because if you play too much in the night, it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she was working in Malaga as a hairstylist when they found her. So when she was working, and then someone came and told her about an audition for Cristina, and they told her to go, and so she did, and they love her, and that's how she started to have like a couple of auditions before booking the role.
Burk.
Now I have done some acting, and I think acting is really, really hard. How did you find acting? Did you take to it really easily? Did you find it difficult? Like, how was it for you?
No, fue difícil.
It was very difficult because Veneno had a very unique and very strong personality. So it took a long time to work on it, to get it.
Eso fue un trabajo de mucho tiempo.
Work. What has the reaction been like for the public and the fans after the show came out on HBO? And are you happy with the show?
La reacción fue maravillosa.
So I was super nervous at the beginning because I didn't know what the reaction of people was going to be, you know, because Cristina was so loved. So I was really nervous before that. But once the first episode aired, my social media totally got uploaded with kind messages and love, and people absolutely loved it. And so that gave me the motivation to work even harder and to continue with the better spirits, you know.
Did you know Cristina before, or you knew of her, I'm sure, but had you actually met her? Like, how iconic is she, like, from an American perspective? Like, she's like, you know, the RuPaul, like the most famous, the Daniela International, Dana International. Like, you know, the girl from each, like, country. Like, she was the girl, like, in Spain, you know? And now you're the girl in Spain. Like, you're the it girl. But, like, did you know her?
La conocí antes, sí, cuando tenía 17.
Yes, I met her when I was around 18. I moved to Madrid because I wanted to live there. And I met her in a plaza, and someone introduced us, and I actually ended up living with her.
Y viví con ella un mes.
Wow.
Perfect for the role. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Tengo una pregunta sobre la programa de televisión como RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you like the show? Do you watch the show? Are you watching the latest season?
So she's watched Drag Race up to season 9, and forgive her that she hasn't finished it yet, but she's being a little bit busy, so she hasn't been able to catch up, but she promises that she will.
It's okay.
No, she can stop. She caught the good one. She got the good one. She good. old school girls, single digit seasons.
What are you? I mean, okay. What's next for Daniela Santiago?
Bueno, pues ahora estoy.
So I have a huge bump. There's a huge project that I'll be filming this year in May with a huge director in Spain, and with actresses and actors that are like working internationally. So that's one of the next projects. Then I also have a TV show premiering as well this year, and I've been working with Cavalli. And so yeah, I have a couple of things coming up.
The Cavalli.
I'm so really happy now. In this moment, really, my life changed completely when Comencie finished this year. I'm so really happy because I have very beautiful moments in my life.
Well, we know that whatever you do is going to be amazing. We are such huge fans.
Estrella.
Estrella más grande. I can't stop looking at you. You're so beautiful and stunning and charismatic. Also, happy Trans Day of Visibility today.
Feliz
cumpleaños.
Gracias.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. Te deseo cumpleaños. Yes.
Sí.
Gracias.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, we thank you so very much.
Thank you very much too. I love you.
Mwah. We love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We are the most starstruck girls right now.
Honestly. Gagged.
Gagarella.
Ooh, hot chat.
Hot chats.
Hot chat into a cool cave. Y'all ready to go spelunking?
Spelunking.
Deep inside. This first message is from David. It says, Dear Bippity Boppity and Boop, Katya won an advert challenge alongside Alaska whilst playing a housewife on All Stars 2. Kisses. David.
We asked for it. We asked for them to let us know of our ways.
Then they pointed them out.
We said no one who ever dressed like a housewife ever did anything worth shit on Drag Race. Prove me wrong. And we've been proven wrong.
Yeah.
I don't remember her as a housewife. I guess she was in a kitchen.
She could be cooking a lot in the kitchen. She could be cooking up a new hit song, Vampire videos.
Vampire Fitness, yes. Vampire Fitness, available on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Streaming on Spotify at this moment. She wasn't a 1950s housewife. She was a modern housewife. 1950s housewife doesn't work. Prove me wrong. Let's all storm Area 51. They can't catch us all.
Don't anger the fan base. First rule of RuPaul's Drag Race. Second rule.
No, we thank you, David. Thank you for reminding us of that. The next message comes from Jen. Greetings, Dolls and Dipper. Just wanted to send a quick little note about season 13 judges. After watching the most recent episode and seeing how warmly Lonnie Love greeted the contestants, I think having repeat judges is the way to go. Lonnie was already familiar with the dolls, so there was no get-to-know-you period when some of the judges don't get where the queen is coming from. She could also judge their growth from when she first saw them, unlike Rue and Michelle, who see them every runway and may not notice subtle improvements. I hope this is a trend that continues in future seasons. What do you think? I so appreciate this podcast breaking down the fourth wall and spilling all the BTST. You both have different but insightful views. Love you all. Lover of all things mom, Jen B.
Voice of reason and voice of treason.
Good.
Insightful.
Insightful, mama.
We incite things, for sure.
If I wanted to be insightful, I could be insightful, darling, because I am that kind of girl.
But you are not insightful.
You are not insightful. Look at her makeup.
It's deceitful.
Look at her Wi-Fi strength. It's terrible.
It's so I think it's a fun little pop-up way of, you know, I like Lonnie, she's funny, but that's like a coveted seat. You know, you want to get people in who need to promo a new song, or like the Rita Ora's, you know, yes. Lots of people's. I love Lonnie on it though so far.
But it was very gratifying to see Lonnie Love. She had a relationship kind of with the contestants. She knew who the fuck they were, at least.
She knew their names.
Not
she
some wasn't no saying, drag ass having knowledge judge popping in for one day and being like, I just don't see the growth. I just don't see where you're coming from. It's like, bitch, you see me for 5 minutes, Tootsie Lou.
Okay, untucked.
So very good point, Jen B. And thank you for being a lover of all things Momalicious.
This next letter comes from B. It says, B. Ladies, dipper, buckle up, trollops, it's story time. I'll try to keep it quick. I know y'all have shit to do. Recently, I decided to celebrate being fully vaccinated by getting it in with a hot German guy I've been chatting with for a while now. We were gonna fuck, and he was gonna pick my brain about transitioning into my line of work. We never got around to talking shop, because right after I shot my load, I heard a noise and turned away to see some random guy fucking standing in the bedroom doorway. Oh. I wasn't giving any warning or advance notice that he'd be rolling in, and he didn't live there, so I was pissed. When I freaked out, the German just smiled and was like, wouldn't it be hot to share my ass with another guy? I told him off, grabbed my clothes, and left the room to get dressed. The German didn't miss a beat. He was unbuckling that other dude's pants and going to town before I could even get my shoes on. Here's the thing. This has happened to me before. Once, while fucking some guy in Burbank, I turned around to discover at some point his boyfriend had crept past me, walked to the far corner of the room, and had been watching us on some creepy Twin Peaks shit. The two of them were pretending to be surprised to see each other while gauging my reaction to see if I'd be like, oh, hey, the more the merrier. No such luck. I was scared and angry, and I knew I was getting played, so I booked it. In a panic moment, I feared they might come after me or follow me, so on my way out, I saw their car keys on the table. I grabbed them and I threw them down the sewer drain before I got in my car and sped off. They fucked around and found out. Karma's quick, hoes. So,
oh my
that's
God.
Karma. The question I'd love for you all to unpack and discuss. Why the fuck do people think that this is okay? I'm not going to kink shame. I love a three-way or an orgy, and I know some guys get off on a revolving door pump and dump moment, which, like, cool, live your life. But the thing that chaps my ass is that these scenarios played out, and I wasn't given a choice of the matter. I've been sexually assaulted in a situation involving more than one attacker, and I once fought off a home invader. So, like, double triggers here. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I'm hoping we get to a point where communication and consent come into fashion in all areas of sexual exploration. Make sure your guests know what they're showing up to a gangbang, hun. Gangbang, hun. Okay. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. I adore you. The Mom Network podcasts have been very delightful during these dreary times. Love, B. He says, P.S. My dick is old news to y'all, but as is the custom, I've attached a couple of new shots and receipts, screen cap chats with the guys who pulled this nonsense. So be safe out there, dolls. This message will self-destruct in 3, 2, bam. Ooh, that thwapped up way past his belly button as I scrolled up the page. Read well, the chats, because I read this before, I'm because not this guy's gonna, my friend,
we,
too.
We don't need to name who these individuals are by
oh,
any
he used
means.
To work for me, though.
I know, one of but them. We don't need to do
no,
that.
No, 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 we're not going to do all that. But he did get gangbanged at Disneyland. Because all the dancers... all the dancers that got booked this that year were them like, yeah, we all gangbanged her. And I was like, oh, cool. In the car on the way back. I was like, y'all didn't... Well, we got you a hotel for the night. Right in the car. Five of them.
Okay. So...
Beep, let's beep.
What is... Okay. So, there's a lot here. First of all, no, it comes down to consent, and consent is absolutely essential, and consent is also fierce and nice, but it's also, like, necessary, and it's mandatory. So, inviting someone without telling the other person is extremely, it can be really, really triggering to someone like this who has been, or even if you haven't been through trauma like that, still like having a stranger show up when you're in a very like precarious situation, it can be really like scary and unsettling.
Imagine you're doing a show and you know you're closing the show, and then someone announces, blah, 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 look who's here. You're like, that wasn't on the set list. Like, that's not what I planned. It's definitely not okay. And then seeing that one of these guys messaged our writer after to like on Grindr again. And he's like, hey, do you want to fuck? And he's like, haven't we met? And he's like, oh, He's like, yeah, you live in this apartment entrance there. He said, yeah, you've been here. He said, yep. And then called him on it. And he's like, damn, I remember. That was my guy. I remember you fucked me good. You want to try again? And then she goes to try to get another dip in the dick. Like, brave and bold.
I also don't condone stealing someone's keys and throwing them down a sewer drain, though.
That seemed dramatic. But she's a...
I mean, but it also is, like, a triggering situation because it's, like, you know... That's why consent is so very important. And it's just as easy to have these conversations ahead of time and then not lose your car keys down a sewer drain.
Compelling pros. That's not losing your keys story. Is always nice, definitely. You know what else is always nice? Talking to you on Hot Goss and listening with you on the pod.
Truly, so much. And our huge thank you to Daniela Santiago for joining us as our headliner tip spot.
Headliner tip spot, honey.
Honey, we built a new dressing room for her because her rider said her dressing room had to be carpeted. So we converted the back room. We got rid of three of the girls' stations and turned it into the special guest.
We said, you're out. You can do dressing brunch. Room.
We put the girls in the hallway with the kegs. It's fine. But for a headliner, we had to put in carpet.
A light shag pile.
And
but it was
fresh
worth
seasonal
it.
Berries.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, they were blackberries
organic.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Organic.
Definitely. If you want to send us your rider or any questions that you might have, you can send those questions and answers to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we also have really fun bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte. We just put up share trivia /sharioke, and it may be some of our best work. Yeah, I mean, singing, comedy, talking, screaming and shouting.
Podcast!
That's all I ever listen to.
Podcast!
That's Hot Goss.
If you have ever debated climbing the paywall for the boost, now's the video to do it. Go look and you'll have fun. And we're also releasing some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free on our YouTube, so check those out. Make sure you subscribe to both Alaska and Willem, and you can hit the icon, which is the little bell, and then they'll tell you when new videos go up or things happen like live streams. Oh, we're doing one of those. Let's remind them of that. April 19th, right? Drag Race Tickets Mom Chaser.com. What is it?
That's exactly it.
RaceChaserTickets.com.
Thank
you. You can get tickets to our upcoming live stream. Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, @MomPodcasts.
And that link on Instagram @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And there's a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat Asian increased violence.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there. And we'll be back next week with more piping, steaming,
scarling,
boiling.
God.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.